You're listening to us this morning in Prince George, 91.5 FM, where there are 3,000 more people living there than a week ago, at least on paper. Other parts of the north are growing and shrinking at rapid clips. Andrew Corrietta has been crunching the numbers from the census, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with Prince George. Andrew, where does the increase of 3,000 more people come from?
Well, of course, it's not actually an overnight influx of people, but it is a change in the official numbers. Here's what happens. Every 5 years, Statistics Canada does a detailed report of population changes across the country. These are the official rates. But in the years in between, BC Stats does its own estimates to try and track year-to-year changes. They use things like hydro hookups and health data. And for the past 3 years, these numbers have recorded a decline in Prince George, and a pretty big one. The population estimate for 2013 was up around 74,000. And the estimate for 2016, which was released just a couple of weeks ago, was under 71,000, a drop of around 3,000 people. And so for all these years, there was this narrative of Prince George as a shrinking city. It was even an election issue in 2014 when former city councillor Don Zarowski was running on a platform of growing the population to 100,000 people. But while those numbers were telling a story of a shrinking Prince George, Clint Dahl, a local realtor and developer, couldn't understand where they were coming from.
It made absolutely no sense to me. I mean, every other indicator points to that we have increase in population. You know, if housing starts are still strong, vacancy rates are super low. So again, all those indicators.
He also pointed out that at the same time the population was supposed to be declining, the number of students from kindergarten to grade 12 in Prince George was on the rise.
Okay, so Clint Dahl, local realtor, saw growth on the ground, but the numbers coming out indicating people were leaving town. Did that in fact affect things?
It did. Clint says that when he was trying to sell people on the city, he would get some pushback based on the idea that it was shrinking.
People that are potentially moving up here or looking to invest up here kind of go, wow, I don't know. You know, the town, it says it's declining, so, you know, why would I invest in there? Whereas with the census numbers, which are, I think, are more accurate, that helps with us bringing investment into the town. People are looking to, you know, build or bring businesses here or move their family here, see that helps with confidence.
So he referenced the new census numbers. These are Stats Canada population records for 2016. Released yesterday, they show Prince George at 74,000 people. That is the second highest number ever recorded in the city, just behind 1996's census of 75,000. And it's an increase of over 2,000 people since 2011, and an increase of more than 3,000 people compared to the BC Stats estimate for 2016. And Clint believes that having these numbers showing the city is growing will drive even more growth as investors or even just people looking for a place to settle down see a city on the rise rather than one on the decline.
Andrew, what else does the census affect?
Lots of things. Population counts are used to figure out where our electoral boundaries are, so each riding is roughly equally weighted in population. It's also used to determine how much money cities get. When the federal government funds things on per capita basis, they are using the census. And so population growth in a place like Prince George or Fort St. John, where the population increased by 1,500 people, can mean more money for things like roads and infrastructure because you have more people using them. And a population decline can mean less. So a place like Fort Nelson could be facing a tightening budget. They've recorded an almost 500-person decrease. This is a decline of 8.6%, which puts them at the second fastest shrinking community in the country. And that's for communities over 5,000. But manager of community development, Jaylee McIver, says they've been expecting this.
Well, given our economic times in the Northern Rockies, we aren't entirely surprised, but we actually were pleasantly surprised with the figures given what, you know, some of the feelings are in the community.
And we have heard this on our show, of course, with the downturn of oil and gas. People have been leaving Fort Nelson as jobs dry up.
And we'll be hearing more about this on the program tomorrow as well. Andrew, what does this decline mean for them?
Well, for Fort Nelson, their population has now dropped below 5,000. And one thing that potentially changes is RCMP funding. Any community of over 5,000 pays 70% of the cost for RCMP, and anyone under that number doesn't have to. But it means they also potentially get less service. That being said, Jaylene said she's not sure things will actually change.
I'm not sure what kind of an impact, honestly, that it'll have on the, you know, staffing levels or operational funding, anything like that. But we've been above and below many times in the last 5 years. So, you know, we're reviewing budgets right now. So So now with the release of that profile, I'm sure it'll be a factor.
Now, you heard her say there that they have been above and below that 5,000-person mark a few times. What she told me is that when you're in a resource town like Fort Nelson, things change fast. 2011 was a snapshot in time where employment was exceptionally high, and 2016 is a snapshot in time where employment is exceptionally low. And with some starts in natural gas happening and a move towards reviving the lumber industry, you could easily see those numbers start swinging upwards long before the next census comes out, which is why those year-to-year indicators from BC Stats can be important, even if they are considered less accurate. A good example of this is Tumbler Ridge. According to Stats Canada, they had the biggest population drop overall in our region, losing 700 people between 2011 and 2016. But again, that's a snapshot in time. In 2014 and 2015, every coal mine in Tumbler Ridge shut down, putting roughly 700 people out of work. Then the census was collected in 2016, and just at the end of 2016, mines started starting up again, with hundreds of people back at work and more expected to follow. Here's Mayor Don McPherson.
We're seeing for sale signs change now, sold and stuff like that happening right now. I can't give you any numbers, but we got our community forest, which the provincial government just doubled the size of, and so we're into the logging, and there's a lot of logging going on around us, and people live here, even though they're trucking most of it to Chetwynd. People do live here. Yeah, there's a definite change.
So even though decline has been recorded in the census numbers, in small resource towns, it might not match reality. So definite changes may be about the only thing that's permanent when it comes to the populations here.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And over the course of the week, we're going to look specifically at communities in northern BC to see how they move beyond those population numbers. You can tune in for the first piece on that. We'll go to Fort Nelson tomorrow on the program. Andrew Criata, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Andrew Criata, our digital producer here at Daybreak. He's also put together some charts and graphs where you can explore the population changes in every community across the north. To take a look at those and see how your hometown measures up, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/DaybreakNorth, and let us know what you think about the changes. Does it match up with what you are seeing in your town? How do you feel about rising or shrinking populations in your community? That's facebook.com/DaybreakNorth.